Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher, an introduction to the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia dignitaries, scholars, and ulama all across the world of Islam. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion to discuss the life and works of Sheikh Ja'far Shushtari and his magnum opus Al-Khasais Al-Husayniya are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani. Dr. Fakhrouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum and thank you.
And Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmat.
As I said, today we want to talk about Sheikh Ja'far Shushtari and his outstanding work Al-Khasais Al-Husayniya. Before getting to this book, Sheikh Mahdavi, let's start with a brief biography of Sheikh Ja'far Shushtari.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we are approaching the days of sorrow of the martyrdom of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, so I would like to express my condolences on this occasion to our listeners and our audience. Sheikh Ja'far Shushtari, as you mentioned, is one of the great scholars whose name is associated with one of the influential and outstanding books regarding Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which is called Al-Khasa'is al-Husayniya, and inshallah we will talk about it. But this great alim and a scholar, I mean Sheikh Ja'far Shushtari, is born in 1230 according to lunar calendar in the city of Shushtar. Yes. Almost southwest of Iran.
That's right.
This city is known with the name of our famous scholar, Sheikh Murtaza Ansari. Yes. That, alhamdulillah, we see in the biography of Sheikh Ja'far, he benefited from Sheikh Murtaza Ansari when he was in Najaf. But as it is mentioned in his biography, while he was in Shushtar, he started his scholarly life starting from the Muqaddamat and at the beyond, these preliminary things that must be taken for all those students who are entering the Hawza or seminary. So when he was done with these preliminary things, he left Shushtar to Najaf with his father and almost 25 years stayed there and benefited from the great ulama, namely Sheikh Murtaza Ansari, Sheikh Al-A'azam, Sahib Al-Fusul, Sharif Al-Ulama Mazandarani, and then he came back to Iran.
That's all right. Thank you much, Sheikh Mahdavi. Okay, Dr. Fakhr Rouhani, let's get now to the other aspect of the scholar life of Sheikh Ja'far Shushtari. He compiled so many outstanding works, but Al-Khasais Al-Husayniya becomes his magnum opus up to an extent that his name, I mean Sheikh Ja'far Shushtari's name, is coinciding with Al-Khasais Al-Husayniya. And it seems that there is a story, or let's say, we can say background of how this work was compiled. What is the story?
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain. As-Salamu alayki wa abdullah. As-Salamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the beginning, it must be indicated that in the past, when scholars focused on the life and times and the main events in the life of an infallible imam or an infallible dignitary, they mainly focused on the project for the sake of the religiosity and the kind of piety available in such work. In contrast to our present-day situation, when a great majority of people may want to focus on such projects for a kind of worldly benefit.
Yes.
And this is a great distinction.
Making a name.
In this regard, it must be indicated that the late Sheikh Ja'far Shushtari has been exceptional in this regard. Another aspect is that, according to an anecdote, repeated here and there. And the original version was told by himself, that is by the late Ayatollah Sheikh Jafar Shushtari. We find that, he wanted to develop a book on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, but, one evening he dreamt, the scene of the Karbala and the Eve of Ashura.
Yes.
And in the dream, he was a guest of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and some of the companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And in his dream, he received a special kind of sweet from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, prepared at the instance and order of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And he tasted just a little bit of that sweet, and he got up, in full surprise. He noticed that he has already received the full inspiration to develop such a book, and he devoted himself to this line of scholarship.
And of course, they say that Sheikh Jafar Shushtari was a really high status scholar.
Yes.
But the only weak point that he had in life was his addresses on the minbar.
Yes.
He was not that much powerful.
Yes.
That was for the visitation to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. He asked him that, O Imam al-Hussein, O Allah, give me this power of speech so that I can present good sermons for you on the minbar.
Yes.
And after this dream and after we can see compiling such a work, we can say he got this power up to an extent that the addresses on his minbar were so many.
Yes.
And the most influential sermons and the rosas and the, we can say, speeches were given by Sheikh Jafar Shushtari for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This was really a blessing and the mercy of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on this.
Yes, and I heard it also from, a person who was a resident in Tehran, and he related it to me that in his youth, according to some sources, either this person himself or his father noticed that when the late Sheikh Jafar Shushtari was invited to Tehran in the Qajar period in order to deliver some sermons, thousands of people, Tehran before almost 100 years ago.
In Palmenar Mosque.
They gathered together over there in order to hear him on delivering, hot speeches.
Yes.
And, such people, when they are very influential and successful, it must be indicated that it isn't all due to their own individual efforts, rather they must have received another impetus and another energy from somewhere else.
Up to an extent that the first day sermon and the member was cancelled.
Yes.
Because the Sheikh couldn't find a way through the population into the member. So it was so much crowded that the program was cancelled. And for the second day, Sheikh Jafar could go on the member. And this is really great. Okay, Sheikh Mahtavi, maybe some of our dear listeners and most of them do not have much information in English language about Al-Khasais Al-Husayniyah, this outstanding work, which is, we can say, the production of a blessing, of a mercy of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to the author himself. What is this book exactly, and what is the main content of this book?
Okay, as the title of the book suggests, I think that is a good picture for our audience if they only pay attention to the translation of the title of the book, which says Al-Khasais Al-Husayni. Al-Khasais is a plural form for khasisa, meaning characteristic or feature. So the plural form features or characteristics or special
attributes of
Imam Hussein. Yes, that's right. So this is what the title of the book suggests, and the author has tried his best to collect something around 300 attributes of Imam Hussein and classify all these 300 attributes into 30 chapters, in which right now, unfortunately, we don't have access to 18 chapters. Mm-hmm. Only we have access to the 12 chapters. Yes.
You mean they are not published yet?
Yes, not published or
not found.
Not missing.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have clear information on what has happened upon that. But regarding these attributes, we have to say it starts from the beginning. I mean, the childhood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and then his martyrdom, his merits, people who accompanied Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his types of worship on the day of Ashura, and the other attributes.
That's right.
So it could be regarded as a kind of encyclopedic book for his time, even up until now.
That's right.
Why? Because if our listeners want to get some information, they can just open this book and benefit from his saying in this word. And nowadays, it is really, really, really famous.
Yes.
It is, I can say, most of the times when you go to the majalis of
yes.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam, specifically when it comes to the part of the matam or musiba,
yes.
you see that the radud or the one who is reciting the musiba is saying that Sheikh Jafar Shushtari is saying in his book.
That's
so
right.
that specific part that will affect the mm-hmm. listeners has been quoted from this noble book, which shows the position or the place of
That's
this book.
And it's very much comprehensive because Dr. Fakhrani, it starts from the birth of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the special miraculous aspects of the life up until the day of Ashura, you know, and after that, in the post and pre-events of the day of Ashura and the month of Muharram. How did you find the book? You yourself are a researcher on Ashura studies. We can't say in the history of Karbala. How did you find this book?
Actually, to the best of my knowledge, because I've read both its Arabic original plus several Persian translations of it. And, it might be interesting for you to know that just a couple of times I've been suggested to translate it to English.
Yes.
As you know, because of other projects and academic obligations and commitments, up to now I haven't found this opportunity. However,
but it's one of your favorites.
Yes. However, upon studying the book, I found that okay, in some earlier parts of the book, he talks about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, but as he proceeds in the book, he comes and compares Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam with the divine prophets, mm-hmm. with pre-Islamic prophets.
Okay.
And for example, in the case of Job, Ayyub, okay, he comes and, he compares, patience and forbearance of Ayyub in contrast with the patience and forbearance of Imam al-Hussein al-Islam.
Very nice, very beautiful.
Or with regard to, for example, Jesus Christ, regarding the merciful attitude to everybody, including his enemies. He compares Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in contrast to Jesus Christ, and any time he compares Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam with any of the pre-Islamic prophets,
yes.
Based on delicate and accurate evidence, he deduces this conclusion that
That's
Imam
right.
al-Hussein alayhi salam has already been much superior than all the mm-hmm. pre-Islamic prophets.
So al-Khasais can also refer to the divine attributes
yes,
of the
yes,
prophets,
certainly.
But all of them we can say collected in the character of Imam
al-Hussein
alayhi salam.
Yes.
That's all right. One of the most, as Sheikh Mahtavi also said, authentic resources regarding, we can say, the life of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, compiled by Sheikh Jafar Shushtari, because of the special look that Imam had on this outstanding, as I said, making him from maybe a weak speaker, or better to say, addresser and member, to one of the most powerful ones during the history, who was a mujtahid at the same time, a very strong and influential addresser on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Okay, any mispoint?
Maybe since we are approaching the days of Muharram, for
yes.
our listeners to benefit more from these days, I may quote one
right.
Short part of the introduction of his book.
Good.
Allama Sheikh Ja'far al-Shushtari is saying that when I looked at all means and instruments and tools that we are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save ourselves and reach salvation, I realized, although we have a lot of things, we are given a lot of things, but Imam Hussein alayhi salam and everything which is affiliated to Imam Hussein is the best way of saving ourselves. That's why mm-hmm. I dedicated my life to have such a book, to collect his characteristics for all those readers and listeners.
Yes.
And as we see, most of the time he dedicated his life to be regarded as the speaker, the one who is giving lecture on the member Imam Hussein, meaning that yes. he himself at the first was resorting to this means that yes. we are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us during these Inshallah. Days to benefit from yes. the opportunity of the Hayat and yes. Majalis al-Husayniyah.
And he was a man of passion, I think, plus knowledge. And this made him very much Certainly. Sincere, that's right. Thank you very much, Dr. Farh Rouhani and Sheikh Mahtabi, for your presence in the program. Teacher, talking about Sheikh Jafar Shushtari, the author of the magnum opus, Khasais al-Husayniyah. This outstanding man passed away on Safar 28, 1303, according to the lunar Hijri calendar. His body was taken into the holy shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam and was buried in one of the main courtyards or room in the holy shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam. May Allah bless the soul of this outstanding man. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information on this program and our previous episodes, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode and introducing another Shia Alem who produced the work on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محباً